Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget director is among those defending the state's new free public college tuition program. This comes after criticism of the program from the left and the right of the political spectrum. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Conservatives say Governor Cuomo was just trying to win a headline for a potential 2020 presidential campaign by convincing the legislature to enact a plan to offer free tuition to middle-class students attending public colleges and universities. Meanwhile, liberals say the state should also do more to help its poorest college students graduate and attend better high schools so that they're more prepared for college in the first place. But Cuomo and his top officials are saying essentially stop the sniping and give the program a chance. Governor Cuomo's budget director, Robert Mujica, points out that it's a pioneering plan and that perhaps there will be growing pains and details to be worked out.
This is the first time in the nation that anyone's had a program like this before, right? So you don't know what's going to happen.
Mujica says yes, there are requirements to receiving the free tuition. Students must agree to live in the state for 1 year before attending college and up to 4 years after they graduate if they receive the free tuition for each year of their undergrad studies. He says graduates who choose to live in another state instead will have to pay the money back, interest-free, in a payment plan that's yet to be set up by the state's Higher Education Services Corporation. He says there will be hardship waivers granted, though.
Can't find a job here, then you should be able to go someplace else and find a job. If you can't find, you have to move for personal reasons and there's hardship, we left latitude in the regulations to be able to accommodate for those types of things.
The state already has residency requirements for some math and science teaching scholarships as well as medical school and nursing programs. And according to SUNY, 83% of graduates remain in the state already after graduation anyway. Mujica says the free tuition, which is technically known as the Excelsior Scholarship Program, is not available until after all forms of aid, including the state's existing tuition assistance program and other scholarships, are exhausted.
It's a last dollar scholarship. So to identify what other scholarships and what other financial aid resources you're eligible for. So first comes TAP, then Pell, and then if there are other scholarships you're entitled to.
Room and board, as well as other fees and books, are not covered. Those costs can be twice the cost of tuition, and students have to attend full-time and graduate in 4 years. Governor Cuomo defended that requirement at a recent appearance, saying he did not want to encourage the increasing trend of students taking additional years to graduate. The governor says it was not that long ago when remaining in college longer than 4 years was considered slacker behavior. He referred to the late 1970s frat boy movie Animal House, which starred John Belushi.
This reminds me of Animal House and Belushi, right? At one time it was a joke that it took you 7 years to finish a four-year college.
It's also going to take a little while for the system to apply and receive the free tuition to be up and running, Cuomo and top officials say. Colleges require students to commit by May 1st for the fall semester, but the eligibility for the free tuition at a public college won't be determined until after that. Mujica, the governor's budget director, says the program is straightforward, though, and families can figure out fairly easily whether or not they will receive the funds. If the total family income is $100,000 or less this calendar year, then the public college or university tuition will be free for a student for the fall of 2017. Families with income levels of up to $125,000 a year will be eligible when the program is fully phased in a couple of years. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.